Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I did not do an audio mo yesterday. I wanted to, but I kept getting interrupted by Pukas. Yesterday, I'm trying to get into a routine with Pukas, and otherwise I'm just his playmate. We went to a park district facility. It's in an ice house, but it's a separate room and you can rent it for parties. But it's like an indoor play world with, it's, I'd say, about three levels up. And it's full of tubes and nets and like a little bouncy area with no little bouncy balls. And they have a little section for three and under and then four and up to 12 in the big section. And Tuesdays and Thursdays is half price. So I don't have to pay to get in. There's free Wi-Fi. Woohoo! I'm in heaven. And it only costs $2.25 for Pukas to go. And we went. Now, my grandson has the personality of my man-child when he was younger. He's shy. He's kind of timid at times. Very over-friendly. Innocent to a fault. He says hi to strangers. He will flirt with the moms. He will perform for the parents. I was trying to keep him away from the parent, you know, because I noticed parents are uncomfortable when little children come to them and go, "Hi, my name is Pukas." And they're like, they look around like, where's his parent? Oh my God. You know, they just have this panic look. And, I said, "Come on, Pukas, I'm talking to the lady." And I just cracked up laughing. And he's very creative, very imaginative. And we ended up leaving after being there a couple hours, I will say, because there was a bigger kid. And I don't want to sound judgmental, narrow-minded, but I did say it in another boo, that I noticed there is a certain social class, ethnicity, race, social status, you can tell that they are, aggressive, they're bullying, their parents don't really watch them in a sense of where you, and I hate to say this, where you see the, and I get intimidated by these mothers. They're blonde and thin and tall and wear just, they're just so cute. Oh my God. Hayden, be careful. Don't hurt yourself, Hayden. Oh my God. You know, I mean, they're just so soccer moms. They just, and here it's funny because I go to work and I dress up to, you know, I've posted some of my pictures on Instagram that they're like, "Oh my God. Wow, you're overdressed." But anyway, and I go now with no makeup, no earrings. My hair is not even brushed. It's pulled up. And I should go to work dressed like this, you know, and just rough clothes like I'm, you know, going to clean out the garage or something. Because my attention is focused on Pukas and him not getting hurt. And when this child, you know, he got so frustrated and he goes, "He made me mad." And I got him down. I said, "Come on, you have to get down." And then I got very stern with him to get him down. And I talked to him and I said, "You know, there are bad people in the world, not nice people, not nice kids, not nice boys." And because this boy had poked his owie that he had gotten yesterday or the day before, he had fallen and scraped his knee. So this little child wouldn't let him go into the tube to the slide. And then he started poking him in his knee and, I heard Pukas say, "Here comes my Jima." And I said, "Come on." And I wanted to get him away from this child, this boy. I'd say he's about maybe 7 or 8. And I looked at the parents and I could tell, and I don't want to be judgmental. I mean, people could do that to me, by the way, I was stressed. But it just, I had to explain it. And I remember my children saying that I was racist and that I was judgmental and I was mean. And then when my man-child got to high school, he looked at me one day and said, "You were right." And he goes, "They're so disruptive in class and they don't mind and they're ruining it for me." And that's when my man-child started to stop paying attention in class and just starting acting up because he got bullied for being super intelligent. And he is very much intelligent. He didn't want to go to the gifted program. He said he just didn't want to. It was too much bullying for him. And just think, we had guns in the house and he could have just got tired of getting bullied and beat up. But the whole thing with bullying is that I told him, I told all my children, if somebody hits you first, do not stand and take it. You hit them back with everything you've got. I don't care if you have a book in your hand. I don't care if you have to take your shoe off. You hit them as they're standing looking at you. Don't hit them from behind. Don't wait to hit them. Don't hit them first. Let them hit you first. And I told the principal that when he did get into a fight. The principal called me and said, "I'm really concerned because this is so out of his character, blah, blah, blah." And I explained to her, I was raised old school, very old school, by an authoritative father, private school. And I said, I will not allow my child to be bullied. And he has every right to defend himself. And I told her, I told him to hit back. And if you get knocked down, you get back up. You keep getting get back up. That's the way I was raised when I experienced my bullying. And you hit and you punch and you kick and you go in for the kill until somebody pulls you off or you're knocked unconscious. After that, my son didn't get bullied anymore. But he did realize that there's a different class of children and people. And I unfortunately can see where my grandson is going to have to, the innocence is going to be taken away. And it's so heartbreaking because he's so full of life and so just so trusting and free spirited. And then society comes along and whacks you on the head and says, "You have to behave like this or else." Where's that written? I do let him get away with a lot more than I did my children. But he's a good child. Oh, so yeah, here's another deadly school shooting. I think it boils down to the parents. And you're constantly having to talk to your children. And you have to be aware of what they're doing. And I remember my son told me about the Slender Man years ago. And I was the one that found Creepypasta. And he came to me and goes, "Mom, there's this website, Creepypasta." And I go, "Yeah, I know." And he goes, "Oh, how do you know?" And I go, "Well, I'm on the internet. I fell down a black hole." That's how I found it. But I was into horror things, so that's how I found it. But anyway, you have to know what your kids are doing. You have to talk to them. And I asked my son once, I said, "Would you rather us had lots and lots of money and for you to have lots of stuff? Or would you rather us be close and for you to be able to talk to me?" And he said the second. And so did my daughter and my oldest son, because they can come to me for anything, just not money, because we don't have any. Anyway, those are my deep thoughts for AudioMo. Laterness, people.